Fighting.
Yeah, that's the words. Yeah.
Fighting.
You are on record as well.
Can you hear me?
Off the record.
Yeah, you're on record as well in a few guard stations.
Say no more with that. Right, we're into the bonus.
The boys are still here with us.
Yeah, so we've Willa and Eric.
Yeah,
yeah, we're here.
Good to be here. Can't wait to hear these questions.
Won't get us out of this place now. We're at the sign is up for 18 months.
Yeah.
Lock into the
two
lease.
Two kids are downstairs waiting to go to bed at the minute.
Right, we have a few questions here, Terry.
And we're going to be reading them out.
Yeah, you have two sheets. I'm delighted.
Really?
Yeah, no, well, you know what your man says in the telly? One sheet is plenty.
Right.
No, it does be great, right? Usually our producer Siobhan reads these questions.
And we'd be lifting our elbows.
And we'd give our elbows. We'd be like, Siobhan, you can't read.
Why don't just for a change let us read them for you?
God, good show, Will.
I like that.
Good show.
What do you read, Eric?
Look at Will, has he got his glasses and all now. Hold on for a minute now.
I like the two Ronnies.
Yeah.
I like them.
It takes a pig 5 minutes to consume a human body. You're only supposed to blow the bloody jaws off. Hence the name Hungry as a Pig.
You never seen Snatch.
No. Right, I'll start from the top.
We'll go for it, yeah. Please.
All right, lads. I seen a reel cross my feed the other day from the Megan O'Reilly pod, and it made me want to give yous a listen. I loved it, and I signed up to TBX. Talking bollocks extra for the people that don't know what that is. It's not an STD disease. On the back of it. Been hammering through the back catalogue of episodes since and laughing me head off. Belter pod. Love it, lads. Got asked on a road trip once and my head nearly fell off at my mate's answer. And after listening to the pod, it's right up your street. You've either got to always wear gloves or always wear roller skates. You get paid £1 million in your bank straight up. But the forfeit, if you ever forget to put whatever you choose on before you leave the gaff, is your card always the client's?
Yeah,
right.
Card always.
Okay, your card always the client's.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
What are you picking?
Who's that from, Willa?
That is from Mike in Liverpool.
Right. All right, Mike.
Fucking hell, Mike. It's from Walton, Nick.
All right, Achit.
All right, mate.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
Wouldn't
you card declining?
So for this answer to this, Roy, I would wear the roller skates.
No,
everywhere will I.
I'm brilliant on roller skates.
Let's say you have your meeting and go out for the...
I'd be going backwards up Grant Street on the rollerblades, skates.
I'd be going gloves.
Would you?
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
What if your missus wanted to be a fiddly diddly that night?
At least your hands are clean.
Gloves.
She can fiddle diddle me all
I'd
day.
I'd be roller skating into the bedroom backwards like that.
Yeah.
More than a woman.
I didn't have to wear the roller skates in bed.
Yeah,
all right. Now, in fairness, it says leaving the gaff.
Oh, leaving the gaff. All right, then.
Yeah.
So you still have to... Yeah, but I mean, how would you get up the scaffolds and roller skates?
Yeah, I never thought about... You wouldn't want to drive. You'd be just rolling up the weather like this. You go down the blades.
Yeah, but think about December.
Imagine going on holidays, rollerblading down the blade and the Ryanair 5K.
Yeah, no, thanks. Although that would be handy, that would.
Yeah, that'd be
with,
handy.
With the case and the wheels and your wheels, you fucking fly down there.
Imagine going down Christchurch Hill on a pair of roller skates.
And straight into the Liffey.
I tell you, the minute you hear the pebble, you are going.
Do you remember 98 FM had the big
joint?
Yeah, I did it.
Off the deck going down that hill.
Yeah.
I'm
taking the gloves anyways.
Yeah, it'll be
yeah, gloves.
Use the thing, the gloves. I'm going to just go a little bit out there. I'll take the roller skates.
Right.
I'd be able to drive a car with roller skates on, and I'll prove it sometime if you want me to.
I actually believe
it. I won't be in the car
as well.
Just get the stopper. See the stopper that's on the front of them? And just put the wheels at the back and just tap it. I drive an automatic car, so I'll just tap the accelerator and the brake with the same...
Have you still got the convertible?
Yeah.
Eric, will you go with the next question?
I will. I bought a packet of crisps in the shops and tapped me phone, said thanks and walked out. As I'm getting in the car, the worker runs out and calls me back in saying, me car didn't go through. So we've come to the conclusion that you have put a course on the listeners.
Yeah.
Wow. It happens.
Yeah, okay. It's happening a lot. But see the Sentra, Eric. You know the self-scans in the Sentra?
Yeah.
See if your card declines on that. Oh, it's like the EOU are coming through the door. This has a sword.
SWAT teams are all coming out.
Eric, sword and squaff.
Oh,
really? Did that ever happen to you?
No, not in the...
Happened me a couple of months ago. That fucking noise of the bastard. Everyone in the whole Sentra turns around and looks at you.
So is it the embarrassment that you just,
yes,
you just don't want?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my... Next question is, which would you rather wear every day for a month? Right. So, would you rather wear a different pair of odd shoes every day, like black Air Max 95 and a white Air Force 1s, or mismatched and clashing sets like pink trailberg and red Nike shorts. Much love, Big Al, 6 foot, 20 stone, size 10 in a Nike and 10 and a half in Adidas from County Mead.
Is that actually right on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were getting carried away.
Wouldn't you?
This yeah. was,
so that's well, I'd rather go with the mismatched top and bottoms.
Same.
Because you could, the kickers will, the kicks will take it off if you're wearing something.
But you shouldn't these. Get away with that, and you would.
Now, I'm very colour coordinated, as you can
yeah.
see,
yeah.
with what I wear, and I like me trainers to compliment me T-shirt most of the time.
Now, we were talking about this the other week, we were saying we always wear like Nike with Nike, or you're yeah. wearing Grid at the moment, Grid with Grid, and you wear things like that. But if you didn't, and you are mad colours,
like
it's
if you
not
come
that
in
bad.
With a Nike T-shirt and an Adidas pair of shorts on, that doesn't sit right with me, will it?
No, but it break your head then, Calvin. I go to the gym sometimes. So, like last week after the war, I had a Nike T-shirt, I had Adidas, Puma shorts and Adidas runners.
No.
Oh, yeah.
But my point was, you're not getting away with wearing odd runners.
No.
Yeah, just not.
No.
No, 100%.
Yeah, no.
If you're wearing odd runners, you're a candidate for a psychiatric hospital.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Like, you could just get up in the morning and put on it, you know, like if I get up on a Sunday morning and I'm flying down to the shop to get something for the breakfast on, and I literally throw a top on, a pair of shorts, but my shoe game is always on point.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Has to be, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
On the subject of bus drivers being pricks, was that a subject?
Yeah.
On the subject of bus drivers being pricks if they could, my brother got on with a leap card and it didn't go through. So he told the driver, he'd go upstairs and top the leap card up and pay on when he topped it up. So we sit upstairs, obviously he hasn't topped the leap card up, and the driver's thinking to himself, it's been ages and this fella hasn't paid yet. So he stops the bus and he makes his way upstairs. He then singles him out and tells him to get off the bus. Surely there isn't a worse scenario.
Singles him out? Why was there a few with him?
Well,
see, he's going to single him out.
Just go, you, see you with the bleeding face. You didn't pay, get off the bus.
And nothing on your leave card.
Yeah.
I think we were saying the opposite about bus drivers.
We said bus drivers are sound.
Sound. We were saying taxi drivers can be.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I used to love the days when the conductor, there you go.
Oh, do you remember that?
I know some of you might think conductor and think of bleeding Beethoven and stuff like that, but they used to be bus conductors, right? And they were on a grey fiddle. But I remember when I was on spark plugs and I was living in London and I had a job just before the wheels come off the car, right?
So that's where you were on the bus?
Yes. No, but this is what I used to do. So when the conductors used to be on, right? So if the conductor come up to get the tickets here, I'd pretend to be asleep. Do you know what I mean? In the chair, like, now they might wake you up the odd time, but very, very seldom they woke you up. So you just pretend to go like that. And then if you'd wake up and you'd look at them and you'd look out the window and you go, oh, fuck, I'm at the missing me, stop.
That's
and you just run downstairs and get off then. No, but you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like, the stop would be leading way ahead. Like,
yeah.
So, question, for 1 year, would you rather you had to carry a joint bag of large balloons around with you everywhere and you have to pop one as you walk into every room, right? Or you have to wear your shoes on the wrong feet. Trains, buses, lift shops, etc. Everything counts as rooms. Armchair Anto in Clondalkin.
Armchair Anto?
We've had him before.
Yup, armchair Anto.
It can't be popping up.
No, but you know what I love doing when I walk in to be mask off? Because, you know, because there's so many people coming and going, they're not really paying much attention. I just love coming in going, BANG!
Yeah,
you see everyone jumping.
So what's the story? Are we wearing runners on the wrong feet?
Popping balloons all
day. Yeah, isn't it horrible?
100%.
Isn't it horrible when you're putting shoes on your feet on the wrong feet?
Like, oh, it's a killer.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So imagine walking around with that.
Yeah, but imagine you're in a big business meeting in your job.
And you pop a
balloon.
If
they walk in and pop a
balloon.
No, but how would you sit down after that?
Everyone
sorry
knows
about that.
Just letting his name was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're a rival team. You know what I mean? Here's Calvin.
Just have something nice to say after when you do it.
Yeah.
It's going to go bang. Yeah, that's what this meeting's going to go like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's sad.
But what about you walk into a church or a funeral?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, everyone's like,
don't go to it. Don't go to it.
I'd have to.
Now you have to go.
Your family.
Listen, funerals are that advanced at the moment, man. You can watch them online.
Yeah,
true.
You know what I mean?
Your families.
Huh?
Yeah,
but your family's funeral.
Why can't you?
You can't.
Of course you can, but why would you?
Nah, you can't.
Yeah, but then everyone will know. Oh, there's Eric.
Yeah,
that's
here he
bleeding.
Is.
Oh, that was whole niece. Oh,
why isn't Eric at the thing?
I just banged him and go, he loved balloons.
Yeah.
He loved them.
He loved getting frights.
So here we go, yeah. Question. If you had a family member that could have a trade, a qualification that you could have unlimited free access to, what would it be?
That's obviously a great question.
So if you had, if your family member was a mechanic, a doctor, a dentist, a barber,
a lawyer,
Christian, any hints on when the next live show will be, lads?
Any hints? Just give them hints. It's going to be in a building.
We're actually going to be on lighting.
Yeah. But I tell you something, lads. Christmas is in the post.
Ah, will you now?
Is it either want to be on this side of it or if not, January?
When nobody has any money.
He said he's never going back on the stage again.
Be hard to get me back on the stage, will I?
Eddie.
Oh, bro. You hang around with me for a couple of weeks before you get down there. We're working together now. You're my work colleague.
Yeah.
And what do work colleagues do?
They
help each other.
Yeah. When you see the Christmas party.
Oh, man. Me and Teddy, the best point of black hooding in town. I'd be on my head.
Me and Pat Kenny.
I'd be mixing me. Yeah. On the Hoover.
On the Pat Kenny.
On my Hoover. So what's the story here? Are we going to go back to the question?
Would it be? If a doctor is a trade, you have to take a doctor.
Well, it's a qualification. Trade. So doctor is a qualification, isn't it? So I would go.
You wouldn't call it a trade.
No, you
would
call it trade.
Imagine all the years you had to become a doctor and someone goes,
are you an apprentice?
You don't wear a pair of Snickers going into operating somebody. Yeah.
I don't know. I would say, fuck the health shit.
Nah, it's hard to turn a doctor down with that.
Yeah, mechanic is a great
mechanic is a good one.
And is it free? Is the out free?
He's your cousin.
But
you wouldn't be using it that much.
But if you're ordering parts and all that can't be free, can it? I mean, you're paying for the labour.
The labour's free. You probably got a decent price. 180 a week. It is. So you have to buy the parts.
Yeah. No, I'm going with a doctor.
Yeah, I'll go with the doctor.
Are you?
I'm going mechanic.
You go with a doctor that's handy with cars.
Yeah.
A car doctor.
Go up now, doctor. Tell us, how is it?
What's under
the bonnet? Will it survive? Jay's probably got about 4,000 more miles over. Okay, so here you go. If you could go onto Airbnb and book any living or dead celebrity's house to stay in for a week, whose house would you book? It doesn't say Amway, but I'm going to say Amway at the end of it. And all the best. And that's from the McGinty fella.
The
McGinty. Get your plane.
Are you just staying at that gaff, are you?
No, you're staying in the house, yeah.
Airbnb.
Like Lucy Kennedy.
I'm a famous person.
With them? So do you come back to life? You're with them?
No, you can just stay in the gaff.
I did a gig in Croydon a few years ago.
So
right?
did I, yeah.
And after I was staying in this B&B. And did the gig that night, got up, had the breakfast, lovely, and the woman that owned the B&B says to me, how'd you sleep? You sleep all right? I said, yeah, it was grand, yeah. You never guess, he stayed there a few times over the years. I was going, like, who? I mean, go and have a guess. Hitler. I know, it turned out the Yorkshire Ripper. The Yorkshire Ripper used Stead and Hoe Gaff a few times as he's going around murdering people.
Oh, where are you having a good breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm murdering an empty stomach.
I know, exactly, yeah.
I'll
definitely be back. You should have that on the website. The Yorkshire Ripper stayed here.
Yeah. Could have got to by Nike. He was a fast runner.
He was.
Right, come on, I'll give you a headset.
Did that say dead or alive?
Celebrities, yeah, dead or alive for a week.
So, but like, imagine you were in fucking. Who's. Like.
You want somebody
this
with
this is Tupac's gaff. This is where you come up with that song. This is where they recorded it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
But all them big superstars that have the gaffs like MTV Cribs, you'd want to stay in one down for a week, wouldn't you?
Sure, 50 cents.
Not necessarily.
You'd be just picking the nicest gaff. The person doesn't really give a cunt, do they?
Yeah, but like some people have iconic things in that gaff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're staying there for a week, bro. You can get that done in 2 hours. And then you're just going, right, there's a few plaques on the walls.
Yeah,
just pick the nicest gaff.
And it's cool.
Yeah, you know? I know what you're saying,
but. Well, I'm going to tell you something, right? If you were alive, right? I would probably stay in the likes of Chris Evans's gaff because his car collection is in his gaff. And every day I'd be out in different yokes. He's got a bleeding fleet of Lamborghini, or sort of Ferraris is his thing that he has.
TFI Friday, Chris Evans?
Yeah, he's got it. And do you know who else as well? JKL Jamiroquai.
Yeah.
He's big car collection as well.
So is like. Jay Leno.
And a big catcher.
Yeah.
50 Cent lives in Mike Tyson's old gaff. I don't think he still lives there, but I think someone else is buying it now. But like, do you know what I mean? It's an iconic
1 euro.
Who?
1 euro.
Yeah.
Right, lads, let's get back to it. Terry, Whose gaff would you stay in and why? You have to pick someone. Someone has to be bleeding that you either lawyers or someone that you're really interested in or whatever. Who would it be?
Go with someone who's the richest, I would, just for the nice
gaff.
Justin Bieber.
There you go.
Staying Justin Bieber's gaff.
Yeah, I'd imagine he has a big gaff now.
Yeah, of course he has. Several.
Do you ever see Wayne Rooney's gaff? He has a manor.
Yeah.
In the countryside.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a gaff you want to be staying in, boys.
He had the size of manor as well.
No, he's after losing loads of weight now.
He's on the
I have to say, in fairness, even though I'm a Liverpool fan, I thought he'd done great at... did you see him round up the Hudson?
Yeah, he was...
What? He said if...
he lost it there, yeah.
Yeah, he said if who beat who?
He said if Spain beat France or something like that, he would row up the Hudson River.
And he did.
He did. So he had to row up the Hudson River and he did. Fair play to him. Not a bother on him. He's fit as a fiddle.
I mean, let's call a spade. Wayne Rooney was one of the best players ever graced the Premiership. Royce, I tell you, you're going with Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, yeah.
Wayne Rooney's manor. Wayne Rooney's gaff.
You're going to Wayne Rooney's gaff.
He has a manor.
I'd be going similar to where Teddy was going. I'd go with one of the big hip hop stars because they have amazing gaffs. I see in MTV clips. I go for, let's say, Jay-Z's gaff.
Someone in the Hollywood Hills will have.
I'd go to Mark Zuckerberg's gaff.
He probably lives in a kip.
Oh, no, I doubt it, man.
Nah, he is one of them, bro, with a little old computer smelling must out of the gaff and all.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, bro.
But also, it's
Elon Musk said he lives in a tree bed.
That was his mate, Elon Musk.
Yeah. But he said he lives in a normal gaff.
Does he? So if I'm going up to the Hollywood Hills, I'm going to stay.
You want to pick a flash cunt.
Yeah.
You know them cunts that haven't even got.
In an infinity pool overlooking the hills.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. One of them. Yeah.
Taylor Swift or something, will I?
Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
Infinity pool and beyond. No, I would stay in there. Let's see.
Hepburn's gaff.
I'd stay in. Do you know whose gaff I'd stay in? I'd stay in. What's his name? Lionel Richie's gaff.
And he could dance on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Right, so that's it.
Right, be happy with them, yeah?
I hope you're happy with them, Ginty. We are moving on.
Ginty.
Keep a lick. The Ginty fella.
Ginty.
Right, here we go, Terry. This is
we'll
for you.
We'll get one more, will we?
This is for you. This is the last one.
Just for me, is it?
Just especially for you.
Right, let's go.
Well, Terry tried the name of the Caterpillar Informer for his chance to get the invite to Owen's gaff. Once Owen gives up the info, there's no going back and Terry's never getting the invite. But Calvin does. Owen invites Calvin once a month and Terry's not even getting a picture or a video of it. So just, so he's just left wondering forever.
They get carried away.
I don't know what's at the hand.
Your listeners are all nuts, aren't they?
They're great. I love them.
Question.
I love them.
Like, what
love
is that all about?
Is that Salvador Daldiali's big dog?
I got lost there. I have no idea what was asked there.
So by context, our producer Owen is now Owen.
Yeah.
He's a Met Owen. Yeah. Terrence thinks that they're cousins.
No, we are cousins.
Oh, you think you and Darren are related?
Yeah, and Owen are cousins.
But Owen's been in Terrence's house a load of times.
Yeah.
Terrence's never been in Owen's gaff.
And Calvin has been at Owen's gaff. And I met Owen out in his area a few weeks ago for a coffee and a chat. And I know his gaff was close. And
did you hint, go, do you want to go back to us?
Yeah, I was like, listen, do you want to lift around to the gaff? Do you get me?
Would he not let you?
He goes, it's close, boy. I start lashing. I mean, the worst rain I've ever seen in my life.
He says,
do you still not want the lift? He said, no, I'm grand.
That's how you know you are close.
And start jogging. So, like,
But, you know this thing, someone got on to Owen and said, Terrence used to collect caterpillars in the flats years ago, and that just took off.
And it took, and
but
still
he doesn't know, Owen won't reveal who said it. Yeah.
Because he does know.
Yeah, no, but someone
it's not
emailed
just
him.
That. They mentioned two parts of the flats that you would only know if you were from the flats.
Okay,
so there is
somebody that does know you.
Yeah. So it wasn't just someone saying something stupid. I'm like, I know that cunt knows something.
Yeah.
So obviously
that
was not
like
that.
A great film, a movie title, an Irish film, doesn't it?
Caterpillars
in the flats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like snakes.
And they butterflies in the streets.
What's it?
The sequel, Butterflies in the Streets.
Yeah.
You've had snakes.
Daddy Longlegs in the hallways.
Yeah.
But so that's it. Which one would you pick?
I don't think I'm ever getting that Owen's gaff anyways. Right? So I want the info. I need to know who. Well, I was four years ago.
It's a long time
ago. To this day, I guarantee you, tomorrow I'll be out on Manor Street and someone will show something about a caterpillar. Guarantee.
And Owen won't tell him who it was.
I was just like to say, Caterpillar, we're open for a collab.
Yeah.
To this day, I won't go away. So I need to know who it was.
Maybe Caterpillar could be your next sponsor.
That's what you said.
A base down in Racuil, and I tell you, they have got dollop.
Yeah.
Large
they've got
portions.
The bays built.
Caterpillar, they make plant machinery for like... For
tractors and all.
Yeah.
Well, they do a lot of stuff.
Not they do out to me, yeah.
They do a lot of stuff.
They're worth about 3 trillion or something. Yeah.
Don't need Terry.
Me. Don't need Terry's power. Trust me.
Well, here, Terry. Here's a question for you. Terry. Here's a question for you because I just can't visualize this, and I'm trying to right. If Caterpillar, right, sponsored Talking Bollocks, right. Would you wear Caterpillar boots?
No,
for 6 months?
No, I couldn't. I wouldn't even wear it just for the video. No, I wouldn't do it.
Would you not? You're bringing out a fucking Caterpillar.
It would want to be a right for you, Bob.
It would be.
To get me in a Caterpillar costume for the video.
No, it's not a Caterpillar. No.
Caterpillar's the brand.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I died.
But I died.
I would love that.
Oh, we have seen that. A Caterpillar costume.
And the winner of the best question is Willa. No. So Caterpillar
is the name of the brand.
They make.
Right.
What was
the question?
So what I'm saying to you, so, you know Timberland boots that they wear at all the rappers?
Yeah.
So Caterpillar make a brand of boots.
And they're like them.
And it's steel toe.
Right. They're like them. They're called Caterpillar boots. You don't walk slow in them or anything.
I thought you were saying make a video and wear Caterpillar
stuff. No.
That will be hilarious though. I'd love to see you in a Caterpillar costume.
So I'm saying to you.
Why wouldn't I wear that? Oh, you said for 6 months, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Would you not?
For 6 months, will I?
You're basically winter, getting paid to wear
them
for, those clothes.
Take them, listen to me.
Everywhere
take them,
you go, will
yeah, I? Yeah, take them from October, the winter, because they do some really good stuff in the winter.
No, but winter wear. So they're not just steel cap boots, no?
No, they're just trendy. They do Caterpillar boots, like, and stuff. Some of the stuff is nice. It's not bleeding scabby or yo, like.
Right. So I'm what saying, I thought the question was, wear the Caterpillar yoke.
No.
And then, you know what I mean?
No, I'm just asking you.
There's
would
no
you,
amount of money I'm doing.
No, would
that
you
for.
Wear Caterpillar if they sponsored you, like, for large portions?
Yeah.
If you're like saying getting sponsored by Snickers.
Yeah.
But you then, know what I
mean? No, I'll be better than Snickers.
I'll be better, but I mean.
But you have to wear it every day for 6 months.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
You're getting paid to wear it.
And if you're a Caterpillar, that's 50 pairs.
But would you do that for 5 grand?
A month. Where's that to coming out, Terrence?
Yeah. No, just I want to know how much you would wear them for every day.
Yeah, but how often are you getting the 5 grand?
If it's 5 grand a week.
One payment of 5 grand to wear clothes for. I'm not wearing any clothes for 6 months for 5 grand.
No, that's why I said a week, would you do it?
Yeah, a week?
Mm. I'd wear five grand Caterpillar clothes for a week.
Yeah. Would you? Yeah.
I'm going to send you here. I'm going to pick a Caterpillar rig out for you after, and I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to
and
me.
See what you're wearing.
Yeah. No, I'd wear it, obviously. Yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, because
you're
really
saying you wouldn't do it for 5 grand.
No, not every day, bro.
Every day for 5 grand a day. 5 grand a week.
Oh, yeah, 5 grand a week you're wearing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd go around in a jeans.
What are you not wearing for 5 grand a week?
You'd be surprised.
Liverpool
not a
strip.
I'm going to put it out here. Yeah.
I'd wear the Borat Mankini for 5 grand.
Listen to me. I'm going to put it out there. If there's anyone wants to give me 5 grand for the week, I'll wear stockings and suspenders and high heels.
The Borat Mankini.
And I'll go to walk in them.
Yeah.
On the scaffold. Safety inspection. Yeah. Well, you failed.
They had to be steel toe high heels. And high vis stockings and suspenders.
And a harness with the suspenders.
Right, so no Caterpillar costumes. Are we at the end?
That was interesting.
Yeah, oh, bro. Now they get out of hand, bro. The questions are mental.
The TBX, when we have the phone, you know and I mean? People are sending them voice messages. You want to hear how out of hand they do get?
So that was it. Come here, lads.
Man, are you happy? Are you happy?
Yeah, lad? Very
no,
happy.
No, you's happy.
Yeah, I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted.
No, that got out of hand, yeah. That's our episode of Talking More Bollocks.
Yeah.
Yeah? Fred?
Yeah.
Happy?
Yeah.
Take us out. Boom.